I was awakened this morning by a flock of birds outside my bedroom window. They were singing up a storm at 5 in the morning. Somebody ought to blast music in the ears of birds when they're sleeping, see how they like it.
Well, actually, scientists have done just that. And there's reason to believe birds already have music on the brain when they're sleeping. Scientists believe that birds dream about their songs. The key is a structure in birds' brains that controls the nerves that make singing possible. Not only does this structure control the bird's singing, but it also responds to sounds. What's interesting is that this structure has been shown to be significantly more responsive to sound, especially to recordings of the bird's own voice when the bird is asleep. Even when scientists aren't playing recordings of the bird's own songs to its sleeping brain, this structure shows bursts of activity throughout the duration of the creature's sleep cycle. So it seems the bird is hearing music in its head.
That's peculiar, all right, but why would a bird want to dream about what he sings all day?
The theory is that dreaming about its songs helps the bird learn its songs and possibly improve them. As with most activities in life, birds learn to sing by studying and practicing. To be good singers, they need to listen to songs and reproduce them. Scientists believe that when the bird sleeps, it might be replaying songs from the day, possibly memorizing the songs and trying out variations on the tunes.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Meredith West in Psychological and Brain Sciences. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.